on Hit 104.7's Rod and Gabby. And you showed me something really cool last week that's happening in Queanbeyan. It's a bus that's been converted into
sleep pods.
But you see these, I haven't seen them in Australia. And so a lot of backpackers or even people who are just touring through Southeast Asia, Japan, specifically do the pods. And so, you know, you go somewhere to sleep and then you're out.
Yeah.
And so to see a mobile facility like this and it's set up for people who are sleeping rough in Queanbeyan, right?
Yeah, so it's the Queanbeyan Night Pods with a Z.
Mm.
And it's back in service. I just saw this on the Bungendore Community Notice Board last week and it popped up and I'm like, what a great idea. And it's run by the Terry Campese Foundation. So they're just helping people who need a safe place to sleep overnight in one of these little pods on a bus. But I don't know much else about it. It was just a post on the community notice board, and that's as far as I got.
Well, as always, the Terry Campese mob doing a fantastic job. Yeah. Campo's on the phone. Terry, how are you, mate?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
Congratulations. How has this come about, and what sort of uptake are you getting from the community?
So it was actually 4 years ago. I was working at the Queanbeyan Council in the community section, working with the housing services in the area, and we stumbled across a sleep bus, it was called. We inquired about it, raised some money to bring the service to town, and then unfortunately has recently gone into administration liquidation, I guess, and he asked if any of the services was willing to take it on board. And yeah, my foundation was in a position where we have a lot of volunteers and it is a service that is much needed in the area. So we made the decision to take it on and we put it out the community for a new name, which the name came back to Queanbeyan Night Pods, and we started service on Friday night. So, like you said in the intro, it's a bus that's been transformed into 7 sleep pods.
Yeah.
And it helps people get off the street and have a nice, safe, warm place to sleep, and then our services can wrap around these people to help them get into more permanent accommodation.
Good man, good save.
That is so great. So how does it actually work? Like, obviously, being 7 sleep pods, you can't service everyone who needs a safe sleep. So how do you make this work?
Ideally, we would love it to have no one in the bus. That's the goal that we want. But unfortunately, it's not reality. So what we do is we park it at the Visitor Information Centre, the old Visitor Information Centre in Queanbeyan, one Farrah Place, of an evening. And it's a first-in, first for service. So, you know, if someone turns up and they need a spot on the bus, they put their name down, and it's open from 8 o'clock, and then the pods close at 10. If there is more than 7 people and there's like a young... or if there's any females or a young family, then we try and prioritise them and ask the people who came earlier if any of them are willing to give up their spot in the pod. So it's not, you can't book in prior, it's a turn-up service.
It's heartbreaking, isn't it, mate? I mean, we all have a stereotype in our mind as to who might need the service. To hear you say young families, this is happening in Queanbeyan, it's happening in Canberra as well, isn't it?
Oh, it's happening all over Australia. It's a very sad situation. You know, we know the cost of living, how hard it is to get accommodation and housing, and the price of the housing market is absolutely crazy at the moment. I think there's still over 20 odd people that turn up to a house inspection. So it's very limited out there, and it is very sad. And like you said, it's not just that typical stereotype that, you know, that people align homelessness with. You just never know what circumstance you might find yourself in.
You mentioned that the foundation then wraps around the people that use the sleep pods and tries to help them out in their situation. How do you do that?
So we work with all the services in the area. So St. Benedict's is a big one with Elaine. They do tremendous work in the community, and they're also, help with food. So people that can get some groceries per week, and they have a daily lunch on as well. So we work with these services, Molonglo and the like, to try and get these people into more suitable accommodation. And it is tough out there. So it does take a little bit of time. But if we're aware of people that are in a tough situation, then we can try and prioritise them.
Well, mate, you've given to the community in a million different ways over the years, and this is perhaps the most important one. Congratulations again. Well done for saving the sleep pod bus and getting it back out there as of this weekend, just in time for winter too. So we'll probably chat as we go, and we might even talk some Raiders, but we're not going to talk about that today after last night.
Yeah, definitely not today. But just before I go, if anyone would like to volunteer, it is a community service, and we want it community-led. Jump on TerryCampisiFoundation.org.au or any of our social media. Send us a text and I'll talk you through the steps.
TerryCampisiFoundation.org.au. Go and help Terry and the team out there. Good on you, mate. Good to chat, and we'll chat again.
Awesome. Thanks for having us. Have a good day.
Rod and Gabby for breakfast.